Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News.
Hello. We are going on a journey today in Adventures in Creation to a town far away on the other side of the world in a country by the name of Israel where a very important baby was born. Micah 5:2. You, Bethlehem Ephratah, are a little one among thousands in Judah, but out of you shall he come forth to rule his people. Yes, 750 years before Jesus was born, there was a prophet, Micah, whom God chose to use to tell this prophecy. There are thousands of prophecies about Jesus in the Old Testament, and they are fulfilled or will be fulfilled in the New Testament. The Bible is a book for Jewish people living in a Jewish land. Bethlehem is still a small town in Israel, Palestine. But from it came King David, and 1,000 years later, his great-great-great-great-great-great-grandson, Jesus. The name Bethlehem means house of bread. King David was crowned there, and it was the capital of Israel for many years, until Jerusalem was named the capital. Bethlehem was also called the city of David. King David's grandfather and grandmother, Boaz and Ruth, lived there, as well as King David's father, Jesse, Boaz's grandson. Rachel, the mother of Joseph, who went to Egypt and became second in command, died in Bethlehem and was buried there before God sent Jacob and his 11 sons to Egypt during a famine. Bethlehem is a very important town in the Old Testament and becomes a very famous town in the New Testament all the way up to today. Now for the reason, this reason, Bethlehem is one of the most famous towns in the world. 2,000 years ago, a baby was born in a manger. Shepherds came to his crib, a feeding trough, to see a mighty king that angels told them of while their sheep were out in the fields. A decree, a message, was sent out by the Caesar over Israel and was given to all the Jewish people living in Israel 2,000 years ago, that each man had to go back to their town where their families came from to pay a tax. Joseph and Mary, who had to go to almost 100 miles from Nazareth in the northern part of Israel to Bethlehem in the southern part of Israel, took many days. But the amazing, miraculous thing is that prophecy said that Jesus would be born in Bethlehem, and yet his parents lived in Nazareth, far away. Both towns were a part of prophecies of Jesus' whole life, and it was prophesied even his death on a cross. Bethlehem played a very important part in the Christmas story and is full of worldwide visitors every year at Christmas time just to see where he was born. The manger has been built up and round over the last 20 centuries, but can still be seen. The Bible is all truth and supported tremendously by God's sciences that prove his creation. Thank you, Jesus, for your prophesied life, including your birth, where you were born, and where you grew up. Thank you for Bethlehem, a little town with a grand purpose. Amen.
Tune in Monday through Friday for Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News during our devotion block or at 12:50 following back to Genesis.